Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Start out the Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Tuesday. Feels like Monday, but it is Tuesday. I'm in the studios in El Portal. Crowder is on location today, broadcasting via clean feed. And I was off for a number of days, so when we started the show at 2 o'clock, I said that I had some plans for today for the return show after a while. Got that volume on again still on your computer, huh? You must have just gotten a notification, what? Right?
This isn't me. Nothing came to my computer.
No? You think where could that be coming from, Solana?
It could be. I mean, it could be our computers doing updates, but I'm not getting notifications. I don't have anything up on this computer other than the program we use.
But we learned it in the last hour, so it would have to be coming. We heard it in the last hour. It would have to be coming off that computer, no?
Perhaps.
I mean, I should react like Hank Goldberg here, right? I mean, I should go crazy and call Joe Bell an idiot. I don't know that would do right now, but considering he's running stations in Philadelphia, but I feel like it would only be the proper honor of Hank Goldberg's memory if I started screaming at someone, no?
Probably should.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be me because I'm looking up this 9.5 week movie that y'all put me on. I appreciate it.
Someone had texted in, this show got old. This segment got old real quick. I mean, the references that were being bandied about by me and Joe Zagacki in the 2 o'clock hour, if you missed it, we had Joe Zagacki on to remember Hank Goldberg. And by the way, Steve Goldstein is going to join us this hour to remember Hank Goldberg. But if you were listening to me and Joe Zagacki, I mean, you heard a Pete Axthelm reference, a Bob Lemon reference, a Jimmy the Greek reference. I mean, we were talking about Pete, and then he mentioned the movie 9.5 Weeks, and he mentioned Kurt Gowdy. I mean, I was in my element, man. I was in my element.
Yeah, I laughed at the 9.5 week joke, and I looked it up. It was made in 86.
Right,
was three.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's little things. Like, for Joe and I, Joe's like, of course they know 9.5 weeks. No, they don't. That would be like someone telling us about, you know, a Humphrey Bogart movie when we were in the 80s. Like, well, man, that movie was sexy, 9.5 weeks. Kim Basinger in her prime. I think Mickey Rourke was in that movie as well.
It was Mickey Rourke, and that's what made me question this scene you're telling me about, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, the famous sex scene in the kitchen with food. Revelatory in the 80s, man.
Food.
Revelatory in the 80s. All right, I want to talk for a second here about how I started the show in the 2 o'clock hour for the simulcast listeners, but I was going to wait for the 3:05 alarm to go off, so it didn't sound ridiculous. And I was telling you.
It's the 3:05.
Dale.
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 Thank you, Jimmy. So I brought, you know, I was in Canada for a week. I was in Toronto, and I brought Solana, and Steven is running the simulcast today. Dan Day is here. He can always use a potato chip. I brought them ketchup-flavored Lay's potato chips. Everything in Canada is ketchup-flavored. I brought home ketchup-flavored Pringles, ketchup-flavored Doritos. I'm telling you, everything is ketchup-flavored. And so I brought them some potato chips, so we'll try those on the air a little
bit
later.
Is it good?
On.
Did you try them? That sounds nasty.
So I haven't had my – I brought home – everyone was tweeting at me when I was showing on Twitter and Instagram when I was in Toronto some of the different food items. Everyone was DMing me, you got to get all dressed, Ruffles all dressed, So that's what I've been eating. I brought home a couple bags of those. It's got like everything. They're all dressed. I don't know how else to describe it, but they're fantastic. They're delicious. So I have not delved into the Ruffles. I mean, into the Pringles ketchup flavor or the Doritos ketchup flavor, because it seems jarring to have those flavored in ketchup. But I will. I will. I haven't brought those in yet, though. But the fellas today will try the Lay's ketchup flavored chips. I like ketchup, so ketchup and potatoes.
Do you ever dip like an original Lay's chip into ketchup?
No.
No?
No.
Crowder, you never did that either?
No. Ketchup's for French fries and hamburgers.
I don't put ketchup on much, I don't think, on much else besides burgers. Because some people will even dip, like, you know, chicken tenders in ketchup. Now, if there's nothing around, I'll dip it into ketchup. But, like, barbecue sauce, honey mustard, all that stuff is way preferable to me. Anyway, when we started the show at 2, and I'll just say it again as we begin the simulcast here. So I wanted to come back, and we still will. I had planned on coming back, and we would talk about Toronto, and we would talk about NBA free agency, and we could start our countdown, you know, to the NFL season, and we could talk about how great the Hurricanes are doing. But a couple things happened yesterday. Hank Goldberg passed away, and Hank Goldberg, if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour on 560, really a building block, a radio icon in Miami, and the Miami sports radio scene doesn't exist without Hank Goldberg. And so many tributes have poured in for him, and we will certainly give him his due today on this show. And now we're simulcast on 790 beginning at 3 o'clock. So he did have a brief time on 790. When I was program director for 790 The Ticket, Hank had finished his run on 560. He didn't renew his contract with them, and he wasn't working in radio. And I hired him to do a once-a-week nightly show on 790 The Ticket, and it was always at a location, usually a Club Madonna down in Miami. Do you remember Club Madonna? Were you here when Club Madonna was?
Yes.
Yeah. So he would do a show once a week at Club Madonna, and so he does have a little bit of a history on 790, but obviously known much more for 560 WQAM. But we will pay our respects to Hammerin' Hank Goldberg, who died yesterday at the age of 82. But sports radio, again, is not sports radio in Miami without him. The other thing that I wanted to mention, we'll get to headlines here with Solana. The other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, yesterday, so I was going to come in, I was going to be a ball of fire, and it was just going to be all fun. But I had such an awful day yesterday because there was this mass shooting at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. And I have mentioned it a number of times. I grew up in Highland Park, Illinois. That's my hometown. My family and friends are still there, and I go back there at least once a year, and I've been to that 4th of July parade numerous times in my life. So it really hit me yesterday watching the television coverage of that, because that is where I grew up, and I have my great and fond memories of growing up in Highland Park and going back, you know, every year and getting a cheddar burger at Michael's, or, you know, just up the road in Northbrook, getting my Barnaby's, my square cut tavern style Chicago pizza at Barnaby's. And so it was a really, and I think for, you know, obviously not everyone grew up in Highland Park, but anyone, you know, watching who's taken their family to a 4th of July parade, as wholesome as it gets, and there's a mass shooting there, you know, it just does something to you. So we will try to overcome the feelings of sadness and despair today, and we'll have our regular fun show, although we're going to remember Hank Goldberg a little bit. Steve Goldstein is going to join us. But trust me, Hank wouldn't want you sitting around weeping and moaning about his death. First of all, 82 years old, and that dude lived hard. I mean, Hank was out there doing it, man. He was eating well and drinking well, and, you know, he had his – and gambling. You know, eating, drinking, gambling. I mean, that's not a bad way to go.
The weekly show at Club Madonna kind of told me a little bit about it.
He loved it there. He ate it up. That's why they called him the Humper.
There we go. Now we're getting to the bottom of it.
So anyway, we'll have Goldie join us, give us his memories of working with the Humper. And then in the 4 o'clock hour today, it is a Tuesday, which makes it a Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. So we'll do a round of Talk About It Tuesday, but we'll give it a little Hank Goldberg flair. Hank Goldberg, by the way, would absolutely hate Talk About It Tuesday. Hank would hate just about everything that we do on this show. He would hate What Say You? Not that we do that anymore. He would hate 15 minutes of Eat. He would hate everything that we do on this show. But we will do our style of radio and pay homage to Hank because he certainly earned that. Let's get headlines here, though. Start out the Hochman and Crowder simulcast. We'll get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. I'm glad you remembered about 15 minutes of Eat after coming back from Toronto.
One of my favorite things that you've implemented.
We will.
You only implemented it one time, but it was brilliant.
We will get to that this week, I promise you.
All right.
The Marlins, they open up a two-game series tonight versus the Angels at 6:40. So I was under the impression we'd get a Sandy and Ohtani matchup today.
Ohtani's not going to pitch during the – I think it's just a two-game visit, right? Yeah. He'll play, but he's not going to pitch.
Yeah.
But Sandy versus Ohtani would have been just the greatest mound duel.
Yeah.
Sandy will face off versus Noah Syndergaard. So, I mean, not too bad, not too shabby, but Ohtani, Sandy, the Sandman would have been great.
Did you see Ohtani run into that fight the other day?
I did. It wasn't exactly he wasn't exactly Joey Chestnut there grabbing somebody by the neck.
He pushed his own teammate in the back and walked
away. He was like,
away.
"Let me just show up. It's like when I go to a party, I know I'm not going to stay. Let me just show up.
Make sure two people see you so they can vouch for you.
It was like in The Office. They had that party at Robert California's house and Jim Halpert. Yeah, I'm giving an Office reference because my guy Ariel from Cricket Pavers is here in studio, and he brought his son with, and his son is wearing a Dunder Mifflin shirt. I was talking to him during the commercial break. What's the kid's name back there, Solana? I sound like Hank. What's the kid's name back there, Solana?
Noah.
So I'm talking with Noah. And he's wearing this Dunder Mifflin shirt. And so this is, you know how I test people, Crowder. I know if a person's for me or not by finding out if they like the D'Angelo Vickers episodes or not. That's my, you know, in the, what movie is it where they do the door latch test? The heck is the name of that movie? Do you remember, Steven? What is it?
Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. Bronx Tale, where you open the car door for your date, and then when you're walking around to your side of the car, if she leans over and unlocks the car, that's the big test from Chaz Palminteri in that movie. Well, my test is the D'Angelo Vickers test. So I'm talking with Noah during the commercial break, and he was wearing the Dunder Mifflin shirt, and I'm like, how do you like those Will Ferrell episodes? And he's like, oh, those were the only bad things in The Office. I'm like, that's my guy right there. That's my guy. You passed the test.
Hey, old man, what's the cutoff for calling somebody the kid?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know, but I'm 52 and the kid seems appropriate, right? Especially on a day we're remembering Hank Goldberg. Right? The kid. Hey, tell me about the kid over there. But anyway, Jim Halpert shows up at Robert California's party. And he knows he doesn't want to stay. So all he wants to do is take a couple of pictures that shows he was there. You know, like, so he gets into the party and in the first second, he's like, hey, Robert, let's take a picture together. That was Shohei Ohtani in the fight. You know what, let me show up here for a second. They'll get a little video of me that I was here, and then let me get back to where I was because I'm not staying here for very long. So, but I also wanted to see him pitch, but he's not going to pitch. But go ahead. You were talking about the headline, Solana.
Yeah, Sandman tonight will still be
that
on the
was
mound.
The other thing. So I came back from vacation, and I'm listening to you guys do a show, and someone references Sandy Alcantara, and then I think you talked about a tweet or something where somebody hashtagged Sandman.
Our guy Sebs, Paul Severino.
Paul Severino says, hashtag Sandman. And Crowder, the astute radio broadcaster that he is, says, isn't there someone else called Sandman? Like, doesn't that refer to a different ball player? And of course it does. Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer in baseball history, used to come out to Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And Crowder says that, and Solana just dismisses him and says, What are you talking about? No one knows what you're talking about. No one's heard of that guy. And I said, this is who I left in the driver's seat for the show. The guy doesn't know Mariano Rivera when he's talking about baseball. And it's not like, you know, it's not Sandy Koufax from 1961. It's Mariano Rivera was pitching while we were doing the show. I mean, you know.
Watched him.
But, Solana believes the Sandman is only Sandy Alcantara.
Good luck in Utah, Victor Oladipo.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, did you do any gambling with Rob Pizzola in Toronto? I went to a Blue Jays game with him. I mean, we had the time of our lives. I'll get to it. I got to get to Goldie. Go ahead. Finish up your headlines.
I'll run through these. Heat playing their final California Classic Summer League game right now. They'll begin the Las Vegas Summer League schedule on Saturday. Right now, they're playing the Warriors. Again, they'll play Saturday night in the Las Vegas Summer League. TJ Warren in the NBA agreed to a one-year deal with Brooklyn. That was somebody that Heat could maybe
replace PJ Tucker with. Yeah,
it doesn't look like that's happening.
By the way, if you look, a lot of people were tweeting it this morning. If you look at the Nets roster right now, there were a whole bunch of NBA insiders saying, you know what, if you could get Kyrie and KD to buy into this lineup, why not run it back with that team? You know, not that TJ Warren's the difference maker. They have a hell of a lineup. And so I wouldn't be super, super surprised if neither of those guys switch teams.
And run it back again?
Yep.
With the hopes that Kyrie's going to play,
that Kyrie will give you 60 or 70 games, that KD will give you enough, that they'll play enough together to actually beat. Because this is embarrassing for Kevin Durant. I really believe that it is. Like, it's the way his tenure in Brooklyn is going to end up beyond embarrassing. But if he looks at the roster that they have, they might, you know, if he's healthy, he's getting older, but if he's healthy and if Kyrie plays, have a good lineup on paper.
Yeah, but like you're saying, are you going to – what if it fails again and now you look like the dummy that went back to the bad situation?
Well, that's the risk. That is the inherent risk in that choice.
Because since he left Golden State, Steph done won another ring and an MVP of the finals. Yep. And he's sitting out there arguing with Kyrie about when he's going to play at home.
That is the inherent risk there, because you do decide to run it back and you know Kyrie will – tell you one thing and do another. I mean, you know, you can be on the same page, be super excited. And by the Ben Simmons, that's think about those three. If they're all healthy and playing, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, and Kyrie Irving, that's not, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. Not to use another old man's line, but that's nothing to sneeze at. Right, kid?
Grandpa. Grandpa, we did this show 2 years ago, didn't we?
Yes, and we dubbed them the champions of the NBA, so you're right.
Yeah.
Well, no, Ben Simmons wasn't on the team, but it was James Harden.
That was James Harden. And when Simmons got there, we argued about, now Simmons can be the third. He's going to sit back and just play defense.
Simmons was going to play. I mean, That's the risk. That's the risk. All right, go ahead. Finish up your headlines.
Inter Miami picked up a point yesterday in Dallas, trailed through 88 minutes, and then it was Leo Campana with an equalizer thanks to a beautiful assist from Robert Taylor. They're 1 point out of eighth, Inter Miami, 3 points back of the fifth seed. They play Orlando, the sixth seed, on Saturday. Another edition of the Turnpike Derby.
Ah, the Turnpike Derby.
Your weather. It's sponsored from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com is the website. Free consultations 24/7. Call 866-954-MORE. Still partly cloudy, still hot. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid-70s, that's your weather.
So Goldie is going to share some Hank Goldberg memories with us in the next segment. I told you my guy Ariel from Cricket Pavers is across the glass. He's here with his son, the kid. And I talk to you about Cricket Pavers on this show all the time. I might as well tell you about him while I'm staring at Ariel. And I know a lot of people. I say this on the radio all the time. I know a lot of people. You go, you know what? Last couple years, I've been spending more time at home than ever before. My home is my castle, and I want to make it my real castle. I want to take maybe an idea that I have and turn it into reality. I know I spend a lot of time in my backyard. You know, if you follow me on social media, you're listen to the show, you know that I do. You know, I have my big 55-inch TV out there and the refrigerator out there. But it's time for you to make your outdoors your dream outdoors. And it's why I talk to you every day on the show about Cricut pavers, because they are your key to turning the outside into a dream outdoor experience. Cricut Pavers does everything. They do paver repairs, obviously, hence the name, driveway improvement, artificial turf installation, pergolas, pool remodeling. They even do pressure washing. But think about this. I talk about making your outdoors your castle. Think about this. How about an outdoor kitchen? Like a full-on, you know, totally tricked out outdoor kitchen. Football season's going to start in a couple of months. That would take it to the next level. Put a big TV out there. Have a nice functioning kitchen. I mean, we're talking about South Florida heaven. Cricut Pavers, they're licensed general contractors. They're professional, insured. They'll help you create your dream outdoor home experience. And I always say, call Ariel. He's the owner. I'm staring at him right now. You can call. If you call Ariel, I'm going to see him because he's going to answer his phone. Although he may not answer the phone while he's in studio with Solano, and Solano's delivering the headlines. But Ariel is the owner, and he is always happy to answer any questions that you might have. The phone number is 786-518-1091. That's 786-518-1091. Or you could check out their website. It's cricutpavers.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't want to hear Jimmy Eats World. What am I, the Vans Warp Tour?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Goldie's not there, Solana? That's nope. All right. We've misplaced Steve Goldstein, but that's all right. We're running late here against the clock anyway. So I was in Canada. I went to see a Blue Jays game. Someone had texted in, you know, did you do any gambling with Rob Pizzola? Did you see the video I put up on Instagram of Rob Pizzola, Crowder?
Yeah, that was cool, man.
I mean, we talked to this guy for years, and there we are having a beer in Toronto. He's exactly what you'd think he would be. Like, he's got that same dry delivery that he does on the radio. He's very analytical about things. One of the reasons that I like talking gambling with him is he's very analytical about things. But speaking of gambling, so I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. The hot dog eating contest was yesterday. And because of Wimbledon, it was relegated to ESPN News. Which, by the way, Solana, what kind of streaming package did you buy? Solana texted us yesterday that he couldn't watch. He said, I can only watch a Joey Chestnut cam. And I said, put on ESPN News. I thought you didn't you looked at ESPN, ESPN 2, and didn't realize that it was the hot dog eating contest was on ESPN News this year. But you don't get ESPN News on your streaming package?
I do not.
All right. Then last night, Solana texts us and he says, why does no network play Independence Day on July 4th? You know, the movie with, Bill Paxton and Will Smith.
Great movie.
Famous speech. And he goes, why does no network play this on the 4th of July? And I text him back. I go, it's literally 24 straight hours on TNT.
It's not.
I watched it.
It was not playing for 24 hours yesterday on TNT. I actually have TNT.
I don't think you do.
TNT.
I don't think you do.
They
what
played
channels
Star
do you
Wars.
Get? What channel? No, they didn't.
They were playing Star
Wars. And it
Wars.
Was on FXM. It was on FXM. FX Movies. 24 straight hours of Independence Day. It was on two different channels.
Nobody has FXM.
I don't understand what kind of streaming package you bought. What kind of streaming package doesn't have ESPN News?
I got it at the same carport I got my gums operated on.
Are you happy with your streaming package, by the way?
Not exactly. I really would have liked to watch Independence Day yesterday.
Well, Goldie just texted me that he's going to call in now. Should we take a quick break and come back with Goldie? Because I do want to talk about the Joey Chestnut hot dog eating contest and the gambling story. But I guess we'll talk with Goldie first because the 4 o'clock hour is going to be jammed. So let's do that. Let's take a break. And then Goldie will join us, and we can talk some Hank Goldberg memories with Steve Goldstein. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we can do a little Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. So do not go anywhere. A little more homage to Hank Goldberg in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
By the way, we had said in the last segment during headlines, I had said Shohei Ohtani, or I guess two segments ago, I had said Shohei Ohtani is not pitching during this quick little series with the Marlins. That someone texted in, he is, and he is scheduled to pitch tomorrow. He's not pitching against Sandy, which is what you were saying. I didn't think he was pitching at all against the Marlins, but he will be on the mound for the Angels against our guy, T-Raj, Trevor Rogers. That's tomorrow. All right. Steve Goldstein is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Goldie, I mean, we love our Panthers talk with Goldie, and we love, actually, we've talked about the old days of broadcasting with him because he used to be on Sports Phone in New York, but Goldie's another Miami broadcaster who's had this long, illustrious run in radio, and he's worked with Hank Goldberg as well, and Goldie, we asked Joe Zagacki in the 2 o'clock hour, like what did Hank Goldberg mean to your radio career, your broadcast career, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's a little bittersweet. It's not even the right word. My thoughts on it, as I heard this news yesterday, is, you know, I know Hank's been in pretty bad health for a while now, and we never do this. But I think we all need to do more of this stuff while people are still alive.
You're so right.
I seriously think that.
You are so right.
And we never do it. Like, everybody's talking about Hank today. And how many people over the last 5 years of all of us have spoken to Hank to see how he was doing when he was around? So if we could all remember that, you know, I think that'd be a great thing. That said, we all know everybody's busy and this is how it works. Someone passed away. That's what we remember. I remember Hank as being, you know, that pioneer, especially here in South Florida, but really everywhere. Sports radio didn't really start in earnest until the late 80s with 24-hour stations. And I remember at times when I was going to move to Florida, this is pretty funny, Leslie Visser's brother, Chris Visser, was running programming at QAM. You know, Joe Zagacki was the program director, but Chris, I believe, was executive producer. And I was thinking of moving to Florida in the early 90s, and Chris, at a couple of times, said, yeah, call me. I want to talk to you. And I remember, Hawk, when I was on hold waiting to talk to Chris Visser about a potential move to South Florida, it was during Hank's show. And I was listening to Hank while I was on hold waiting to hear about potentially could I move. It was just very surreal. He was the guy. You know, and he was the guy, obviously, that was not afraid to tell callers to screw off and hang up on them or criticize, you know, at the time, Wayne Huizenga, the owner of the Dolphins, the Panthers, and the Marlins. And I did my little story I wrote, you know, CBSMiami.com about, I remember the one day Hank was suspended and I was in the station. He came out of the studio and he goes, oh, so you're suspending me. And, you know, it was, yeah, for a week with pay. And he goes, oh, okay, well, that's a vacation to me. That's not a suspension. I'll see you in a week. Literally, that's what he said. So, you know, Hank kind of set the tone for a lot of that, and obviously getting the big guests and the relationship with the Dolphins when the Dolphins were the only team in town, and the relationship with Shula. It was pretty remarkable. And, you know, guys like Bob Wischusen and John Shambi have gone on to be, you know, great national broadcasters. And in large part, you know, thanks to Hank, he really did take those guys under his wing.
And Goldie, just talking, you know, talking to different people about this and reading some different things about Hank, like, did he make it comfortable for people to kind of be themselves where you were used to, you know, reporting, just giving facts? And it seemed like Hank made people comfortable where, yeah, I could be myself as well as give information.
Yeah, 100% crowd. You know, is, hey, you know, you can push the envelope. You know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have this broadcaster voice and just deliver the straight news. You know what I mean? Like, guys like us can just, like we're talking now, just be ourselves. So, yeah, I think that was a part of it. And, you know, obviously, look, QAM, I know most people probably listening, you know, maybe weren't around or didn't realize back in the 90s, because we're going back 25 plus years, just what a powerhouse the radio station was, you know, with, you know, Joe in the morning, you know, and I was on that show for many years, and then Hank and Mandich and, you know, having all the teams and, you know, Jimmy Johnson doing a coach's show and all those different things. It was, you know, internet was either not around or then in the mid-90s just getting started. And in a lot of ways, if you wanted to know what was going on, unless you had one of those beepers with the scores on it, you know, you turned on QAM. I mean, that's what you did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, you know, to your point, crowd, of allowing people to just be who they are and let their personality show and just being the place to go for sports in South Florida, Hank was a huge part of that.
Did you see the piece that Jeremy Schapp put out on ESPN about Hank?
I did, and I thought it was, you know, it was really appropriate, you know.
Because it shows, you just mentioned, you know, some of the younger guys like Solana never really heard Hank. I don't think Crowder did much either. But, like, you really realize when you say QAM was a powerhouse. I mean, Hank called the shots in Miami when it came to sports.
100%. He was the power broker. He was the guy, you know, and he did get the information. He did get scoops at a time where there was no Twitter, where, you know, you could read tweets and there's all kinds of reporters. I mean, you know, the Adam Schefters of the world, you know, and the Woges of the world, that didn't exist back then. You know, that wasn't a thing. I mean, Hank was kind of breaking stories as much as he could while he was on the air. And, you know, he's not picking up a cell phone and texting guys during the break. You know, and I, the first time I was ever on QAM, I shouldn't really bury the lead, which I just did. First time I was ever on QAM, it was doing an update on Hank's show. So I'm in the studio and he goes, yeah, that was pretty good. As I walked out of the studio, I was like, whoa, okay. Hank thinks it's pretty good. During breaks, Hawk, he was on the landline back in the control room, you know, calling whoever, you know, Al Davis, to get information on what's going on with the Raiders and then go on the air with it. So it was a totally different job, literally, you know, back then. It really was.
It's so great that you mentioned, you know, calling Al Davis from, because Joe Zagacki in the 2 o'clock hour told us this story, and all the references Joe Zagacki was making, Crowder and Solan had never heard of them, but Joe Zagacki was saying during a rain delay at Yankee Stadium, during the commercial break, Hank would go into the control room and he would call Bob Lemon down at the clubhouse, you know, with the Yankees. Like, that was the kind of access that he had. Nobody had that kind of access, but we dropped names in the 2 o'clock hour. We had a Kurt Gowdy reference. Saw Solan and Crowder, never heard of him. We had a Pete Axthelm reference. They'd never heard of
boy,
him.
Oh, boy, Ax. Wow.
You remember Pete, remember Pete Axthelm? We had a 9 and a half weeks, the movie reference. They'd never heard of 9 and a half weeks. You remember that, Goldie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Who else do we have?
Highly recommended.
Solana, do you recall any of the other references that we had? I'm trying to who was it? There was a it was an old newscaster in Miami. Ralph Rennick?
Yeah, Ralph Rennick. I don't remember Ralph on the air, but I know the name.
Who was, so what was like the lineup at QAM that you recall?
Well, you know, it changed a little bit because remember WIOD was really big in sports talk at the time because Jim Mandich and Bo Camp were over there. And in the mid-90s when the station was purchased by Greg Reed and Beasley Broadcasting, you know, they wanted to make it the big powerhouse. So they rolled out like, I want to say it was like 5 years, $35 million to Wayne Huizenga to get the Marlins, Dolphins, and Panthers because Wayne owned all the teams. And then they brought in Jim Mandich and brought Bo Camper over and brought Defoe over from WIOD. So once all that was complete, Mandich, believe it or not, as great as he was on the air, he was doing weekends. Okay. Wow. Me, Defoe, and Joe were on in the morning. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'm really – oh, and then Neil – that's right. Neil was the midday from 10 to 2.
Neil used to call, Neil's the one that used to call him the humper, right? He used to call Hank
correct,
the humper.
Correct. Yeah. And he'd just rip everybody. Although at times off the air, I tell this story, you know, Neil's passed away for many years because he mercilessly ripped me when I'd see him in the hallway. He'd say, hey, you owe me half your paycheck.
Yeah, he used
and
to
go,
call
nobody would...
he used to call Goldie on the air Geldy. And I mean, yes. And everyone used to, I mean, you were a young up and coming broadcaster.
Yeah. So it was hard to deal with, you know, you're getting ripped and it wasn't always easy to deal with. But then Neil would tell me off the air, which nobody knew, hey, you owe me half your money because I'm making your career. No one would know who you were if it wasn't for me. So you think back then, it's like, you know what? I think he's maybe got a point. So then it was Neil and then it was Hank. And then Ed Kaplan was doing the late night show with all the scores and the gambling. And so and then you had Bo Camper in there and you had Jim Mandich on weekends. And, you know, Zagacki and Mandich used to do the Saturday morning show. And so you had, you know,
they had local shows on the weekend, Goldie. Stop it.
100%. Like all the I would do shows on the weekends sometimes. That was pretty much the lineup for a number of those formidable years in the late 90s and early 10. And remember, at the time, the Panthers and Marlins had just come in. The Panthers made the Cup in 96. You know, they had that original team still and were very good up until the early 2000s. The Marlins won the World Series in 97, and then when they ripped the team apart, they weren't as good, but there was always something to talk about. There was interest in the team. The Dolphins still had Marino and Jimmy Johnson. Pat Riley had just come to town, and we had this budding rivalry, which to me is still one of the great rivalries ever in South Florida sports, the Knicks and Heat all those years in the late 90s and early 2000s. And the Hurricanes were rebuilding it, if you remember, under Butch. And then in came Larry Coker, and they became a powerhouse again until things fell apart. So in the late 90s and early 2000s, and by the way, for those fans, which we have a ton of, that are Seminoles and Gators in South Florida, the Florida State-Florida rivalry, along with the Hurricanes, was just on fire. I mean, you knew one of these teams in the state of Florida in college football, whoever got out of it is going to play for a national championship. So that took up a ton of the time on the talk shows. And I remember Bobby Bowden used to come on with us in the mornings. And it was just an incredible time, not only in radio, but in having the topics, Hawk, to talk about with all of the teams.
Yeah, just looking at an ad that Solana just sent me and Crowder from 610 WIOD. and it says sports team, and it's Sonny Hirsch, Joe Zagacki, Defoe, Jim Mandich, Rick Weaver, and Hank. I mean, that is a that is a murderer's row right there. Of and they're all wearing suits and ties. I mean, could you imagine? Like, can you imagine knowing radio what it is nowadays versus like what our ad would look like versus this ad from WIOC?
Oh, it's incredible, but you know, it was a credible source, Hawk, because you know there were no cell phones and there was no internet. Like, you couldn't go on the MLB app. Not only check the Marlins score, but a minute after it happened, see the highlight or watch the game live. Like, if you wanted to know what happened the night before, if you didn't watch the game, you had to turn us on in the morning at 7 o'clock on your way to work, literally.
Or if you wanted to know what was going on, you had to listen to Eddie Kay at night, would tell you what was going on.
If you were betting on games back then, okay, unless you had a satellite dish, and you were watching SportsCenter at 11 o'clock, you turned on Ed Kaplan, because if you had a dime on the Padres and the Rockies, the Rockies didn't even exist, so it's a bad example, but you know what I mean. You had to listen to Ed Kaplan, who was on this computer screen at the time. It was called Sports Ticker, okay? It was a computer service. And he could, with a mouse, click the score, click the box score, and he would literally run through the box scores, and Ed Kaplan would stay on the air until the last game ended. So if the Clippers and Nuggets went triple overtime till 1:15 in the morning, that's when Ed Kaplan's show ended.
Unbelievable. A bygone era, and obviously we wanted to remember Hank Goldberg today. Died at the age of 82 yesterday, but truly one of the pillars of South Florida sports radio. Thank you for sharing some memories with us, Goldie.
I appreciate it, guys. Hope everybody's doing well after the 4th, and I'll see you soon.
Very good. Yes, sir. There you go, Steve Goldstein.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.